This Sunday, October 20th, from 2 to 5 p.m., soprano Tanya Evans-Cianciulli is celebrating The Heart's Obsession, her book and double album, Toronto release, at St. George's Golf and Country Club, 1668 Islington Avenue. The Heart's Obsession is an intimate biography of Newfoundland songstress Georgina Sterling, and Tanya joins us this morning to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me here.
You're welcome. No problem. It's great to have you. Now, the book is by yourself, but also Calvin D. Evans. Who's that?
Calvin Evans is my grandfather.
Wow.
Yes.
And get out of here.
He's my grandfather. He's 88. He has more energy than I do. And he is a veteran Newfoundland author. And once I got started on this whole, researching into Georgina Sterling, we found a whole bunch of new research on her. So he said, let's write a new book on her, the definitive biography. And at the time I was like, okay, but little did I realize how much work was involved.
Well, right. What was it about her that intrigued you?
I had a conversation with one of my dear cousins in Newfoundland, Jody, and she said, you know, you really should explore your Newfoundland roots. And at the time, I had no idea what that was going to look like. So I remembered back to a book that my grandparents gave me in 1992, I believe, and it was an early biography on Georgina Sterling. And I started reading it and quickly realized that obviously, no, she was a Newfoundland opera singer. I'm from Newfoundland as well. We had many family connections, but also a lot of repertoire in common together. So I started putting together a concert program and narrative based on her life to kind of educate people on her life, and started calling churches saying, can I come and perform this program for you?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
neat. Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a beautiful foreword written by Carrie Stratton.
Yes.
And there's one, if I could just quote this one sentence. May you read this book with pleasure and see your own path that much better.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a book for everyone, actually.
It really is. It's a dream about, it's a book about following your heart, following your dreams. And she was a young woman from a fishing village in Newfoundland, and she had big dreams, and she just went for it.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, that foreword by Carrie was very poignantly penned and brought me to tears as soon as I read it. I was very honored that he wrote those words for our book.
And he really saw the big picture in your story.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, very impressive. Now, tell me a couple of things that you love about Newfoundland.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, so that we can have them and take those with us.
Yeah, you know what? Everyone I speak to who has visited Newfoundland as a tourist, they have this special feeling they feel as soon as they, you know, get off the plane and start touring around. It's such a special place. Like, the people are so warm, and they, you know, that phrase, give you the shirt off their back. There's magic there. There's a really special magic in Newfoundland. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now you have a degree, and you've got kids, so you've been homeschooling them for 6 years now.
Well, I have a music degree, so it's not like I was trained as a teacher, but yeah, we decided to homeschool our kids almost 6 years ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now you're. So what you want to do is you want to do it all. And why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's perform as well.
Yes, perform. Mm-hmm. Homeschooling my kids actually gives me the flexibility to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? They get to see their mom pursuing her dream.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, that's an important lesson there. Yeah.
And they're with me all the time. They're backstage with me. They're helping sell books and CDs. And
wow.
It's a special thing, yeah.
That is nice.
Putting them to work.
I am.
So tell us what's on the albums.
So on the Heart's Obsession album is sort of a companion album to the Heart's Obsession book. And I chose to feature mainly repertoire that Georgina was most famous for performing in Newfoundland when she would come home from her international tours. And there I would say about three or four pieces on that album that are not even available on YouTube. I really had to dig and do the research to find really old copies, scanned in archives of some of these pieces that really speak to her love of Newfoundland, like the Murmuring Sea. And she was a very incredible organist. And so the lost chord on there is actually played with organ. And so pieces that were really special to her and her audiences, instead of just kind of doing another, you know, opera album.
Mm-hmm.
Now, has written a book, have you gotten the bug? Do you want to write more?
I do think I see another book in my future. I need to wait a bit because it really took it out of me. Like, it was way more work than I thought because it was so research heavy.
Yes.
You know, I found new online newspapers with articles on her touring across the United States. And, you know, also as a singer, I guess you kind of take for granted that you already know how to sing and produce and do things. But I wanted to research to... you know, come up with a way to explain to readers what's involved in being a performer and not be sounding too technical kind of thing. So a lot of research and just a lot of, I wanted to kind of give myself space to get even more experience under my belt with performing some of her repertoire before I could write certain chapters.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've had some terrific feedback. Gordon Pinsent gave you a glowing report and Opera Canada magazine.
Yes.
And then one of my dearest friends, opera tenor David Pomeroy.
Yes, David Pomeroy.
And now he's got an international career.
He does. He is like the perfect example of a Newfoundland opera singer off having an international career.
Right. That it is absolutely possible to do.
It is, yeah.
So it sounds like you've got faith.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Tanya, I just want to thank you so much for coming in
today.
Thank
you guys so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with soprano Tanya Evans-Chanchuli about her new book and accompanying CDs, The Heart's Obsession, an intimate biography of Newfoundland songstress Georgina Sterling. It's published by Flanker Press. And Tanya, join Tanya this Sunday at 2 at the historic St. George's Golf and Country Club in Etobicoke for a book signing. Now, this starts at 2 to 5. Tanya's also performing. For more information on this, go to Tanya at wishopera.ca. Thanks, Tanya.
Thank you.